request for your comprehension. We need to be very brief. You want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
On negative prices, there's three ways to deal with it. Storage, and the biggest boom in Europe is storage without subsidies, purely the market. The second element is demand flexibility. We are proving a lot there with something like dynamic pricing, pricing the change within the day and course of the days being implemented helps tremendously. The third element would be all the investment into grid infrastructure. I don't see a slowdown there. I actually see rather slight acceleration, but this is a huge bottleneck, right? On green hydrogen, if you do the numbers, it doesn't add up. It's too costly because it's a derivative of power prices. It's always more economic to use electricity directly. And also because logistics are very expensive of hydrogen. So I think that's also what you see. Europe is running behind all these targets because the economics do not add up. And the only element that we look at is ammonia, because this could become a commodity that grows globally because it already exists. It could become a fuel because it's easy to produce from really landlocked hydrogen. So that's the only segment in terms of new fuels that we actually really look at.